Mike Epping. I called. Nobody claimed when we were at the McHenry Home Show.
Yeah, Lake County Home Show.
Lake County Home Show in McHenry.
Yeah.
Nobody claimed.
It was. He keeps saying it's in McHenry. It's McHenry County. We were in Grays Lake, buddy.
Yeah, it was Lake County.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're right. It was Lake County. You have no idea.
I don't know why you're picking on him. I mean, he's.
Sure.
You know, he's got when, a tough okay.
when we were in the
he's
home show.
He's got a lot going on.
When we were in the home show about 2 or 3 months ago,
we were in a town in Illinois.
Up, northern Illinois, close to Wisconsin.
Sure.
Okay. Mike gave away a free water heater. The gentleman that won never responded
to email or phone.
So we picked out a new ticket. I just left Peggy Johansson.
There you go.
I put her phone number. Looks like a 7, but it's a 2. So I just left Peggy an email. So Peggy Johansson or Johansson, I'm going to flick this back to you. Congratulations on winning the water tank from Centergaard Plumbing. Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by the booth and taking the time to fill one out, and congratulations. That's a valuable prize.
Woo!
I have a question for you that we talked about at breakfast, and since you guys blow us off and don't join us at breakfast, you didn't. Thanks, Kevin.
Kev, you know they serve cake at. I know you rushed in here to get cake, and you got a little on your nose, and I get it.
Well, Bob
but
Murdoch.
They serve cake at the breakfast place. If you really wanted cake, you could get cake there.
So, I'm busy in the morning. I know. But,
okay.
Mike.
All right, we'll turn
Mike's
the mic back
the
up.
All right,
okay.
It's like 8 words. You exceeded your limit by 3. So for everybody, there's a beautiful cake out there for Bob Murdoch, who keeps the plate spinning and the balls on fire and keeps everything plugged in here. All right, they got a beautiful cake. So he took a piece for like that would feed a family of 7, this guy over here. And for some reason, he ate it with his nose because I walked in. I'm like, hey, what's that white stuff? Usually there's white stuff underneath your nose. This was on the side of his nose.
Yeah. I don't even know how.
He's like,
I'm working.
Yeah, Bob Murdoch. What did I say? Bob.
It was Bob.
It's Bill Murdoch.
Is it a Fergie?
All right. Bill Ferguson. Bob Ferguson.
Oh, it's Fergie. It's Fergie. Just call him Fergie.
Listen, stop getting specific. I got the Murdoch part, right? And he's been here for 35 years. Let's get back to the cake.
Okay, got it.
This guy, Kevin, starts eating cake with his nose. I've never seen anybody eat cake
He's
got to
smell
nose.
It first. It,
he had the frosting dug into the side.
Sure.
Where if you're putting...
I thought it was like a nose piercing.
I thought
plug
it was suntan lotion. When
there you
put suntan lotion on your face, it gets stuck with the crevice of your nose.
Yeah.
On
cake.
He's
saving it for later.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Sure.
I know. You know, we got forks here. I know. Yeah, times are tough here.
I use the spoon.
Yeah, you didn't do too good of a job.
Yeah.
For love of God, what type of people are you hiring? You didn't pass the eat the cake test.
No.
Eat the cake
I'm
test.
I'm pleading the fifth on Kevin. I apologize.
All right, go back.
So, yeah, I do have a question on that gas line grill. Right? So Dave went through his gas line debacle and everything.
It wasn't a debacle.
Okay.
It was an effort.
An event. Let's call it a
unsuccessful
household event. And the recommendation was disconnect your gas line from your grill during the wintertime. Do you have any insight on that? Have you ever heard that before?
I personally have never heard of that. And I know that a lot of people in this area obviously use their grill
year-round.
In the wintertime.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to use your grill, you know, shut the valve off to it where it's either in the basement or inside the house, or you should have one on the outside of the house. Just turn that off. If you're not going to use it, cover it up. But I wouldn't take the gas line apart because now you've got to hook it back up come spring or summer.
Yeah.
And if you do something wrong,
Messing
with
your
threads, you got to call us.
Exactly.
So to me, just leave it all connected. Just turn the valve off.
There you go, Dave.
Got another text from the police and fire chiefs in Northbrook thanking you again for me not trying to connect the gas line and blowing up the entire 4-block radius of my house.
Yep, so they're all welcome.
Yep. They're all bringing me casserole dishes for that. So, but you also turn my gas line from the east to the west, and that's why my gas line ripped. You want to explain that real quick?
Yeah, basically, whoever put the gas line in for you, new construction, they had it stubbed and turned the wrong way.
Great.
So every time you move that grill out, you're putting pressure right where that flex hose connected to the actual hard pipe coming out of the brick.
Yep.
So every time you did that, you're putting pressure on that. So simple fix, turn it the other way, and it won't happen anymore. Yeah.
That could have been something you could have done with one of your many wrenches.
Hell no.
Okay.
Could have, not touching that.
Okay.
You know what's crazy is we actually didn't do the work.
Yeah.
He wasn't there. We had his wife, Elise, actually did the repair.
Of course
she
did.
We just watched her do it.
Of course. Yeah, I believe it.
Sure
yeah,
you
just
did.
Yeah, yeah, as a What, as an apprentice plumber?
I'm sure you did.
I'm sure you did. We great, just watched her do
great
it.
Great view. 312-981-7200. I do the same thing. I'm like, hey, Elise, could you pick that up for me? 312-981-7200. I just start throwing things all over the house.
I bet you do.
It's my go-to move. We got water tanks on sale?
Yeah, we continued through until they're gone. I honestly can't believe we got 740s left at $11.95. That blows my mind. And we've got 550s or 650s. I'm not sure. She just texted me. At $12.95, that's going to be 50% cheaper than most of our competition. It'll save you hundreds over a home center. You're getting a better water heater, a higher quality water heater, installed by a licensed plumbing company. And the warranty on that, if your water heater does fail, all you got to do is call us, and we'll come put another one in for you. If you call a home center, you're going to get prorated for that amount, and you're going to have to return it back to the store to get the other one.
So I have heard this, that there are some plumbing, we'll call them home service companies, that they incentivize their technicians to sell stuff, right? They give them a commission to sell stuff. And I've been seeing sometimes they're selling them the wrong stuff. So when you go for a hot water heater or for a water heater replacement, are your techs trained to say, hey, this is wrong, or hey, all this is fine and we don't need to change stuff? Like, do you ever run into where someone sold them the wrong stuff?
Absolutely.
And what does that look like, and why?
Well, they're upselling people equipment that they don't need. Hmm. They're replacing something that doesn't need to be replaced. And what we're finding, and I would say anyone on this panel or anyone that sponsors this show that's in the trades, repairs are going away. You know, Mike mentioned it on the roof.
Roofs,
you know, we're not going to do a roof repair.
We're only going to replace them.
You're going to replace the whole roof. Well, plumbing is the same thing. You know, we make repairs on faucets, toilets, you know, not just water heaters, any plumbing. You know, the outside sewer camera that we're talking about, that we're running, the special now, all the time we have people that are told they have to replace their entire sewer line.
Who's and you're telling talking, them that? Yeah, you know, is it the
could
company?
Be 8,000. It could be 20,000.
Other companies that advertise on the station. Phone. We got to hit a break. Phone number
847-406-8883 or wgnplumber.com.